Hey everyone, so it's been a little while. And I've been talking for a really long time about recording a knotting video with not video, audio. Ugh, fuck my life completely. An audio. You should be so lucky. And I'm determined, that's the word. I'm determined to make good on that promise today. I've already warmed myself up a little bit, just fingers though, so, because I want the full, like, struggle size-wise. I think that's a huge part of the appeal, so I don't want to, like, forego that, I don't know, experience for you by, like, warming up too much beforehand. But I'm just, you know, just sort of made, I'm sure I'm, like, all relaxed and everything, and, you know, not going to split myself in two kind of deal. The toy I'm using is the wolf one from Neotori. I have a few of their stuff. I recommend them if you're in Europe. They're great. And I think I have I'm using the medium one. I think I'm using the medium one. But it's pretty big. I mean, you know how it is. These, like, the sites with, like, the furry equipment is always like, oh, you know, let's test the limit of human orifices with our sizings, right? And I'm kind of small down there anyway, so this medium is literally, like, the most I could ever do, and I know that because when/if the knot manages to go in, because sometimes it's just not possible because it's quite girthy, you know? But when it does, I can literally feel, like, the knot presses against my G-spot, which is awesome, but also the tip of it, I can literally feel it's, like, the entire length of, what do you even call it? It's like the entire length inside me, basically, because I can feel the tip pressing against my, what do you call it? What the fuck is it called? You know, the, like, entrance to the womb, whatever it's called, I don't know. Look, I dropped out of college before we did the, before we did anatomy, okay? You need to cut me some slack. and so yeah. So I'm just gonna see how it goes. It's really cute. It's like baby blue with, like shiny sparkly silver mixed in. Super cute. Really into it. I haven't used it in like ages and ages and ages. We're talking like maybe 6 months I haven't used it because it's kind of a challenge. And lately I've been more into like a more relaxed sort of session with like old reliable rather than I don't know, like pushing my limits so much. So yeah, but also I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see shit, so if I'm fumbling, that's why. It's because I don't have my glasses on. But yeah, okay, so I have my toy, I have my lube somewhere, here, got it. I have my drink, it's 7 Up Zero Sugar, it's the cherry one. It's actually really good. Yeah, I actually really like it. I bought like a massive pack of them, like an 8 pack of them on a whim. To me, 8 is massive, okay? 8 is, like, a lot. of sodies. But I bought it on a whim because I'd never tried that flavor before because I don't like regular 7-Up, but I was like, eh, maybe I'll try it because I like cherry flavored stuff. So, and you know, it came through. I wasn't sure if it was just cherry or if it was cherry and the usual lemon lime of 7-Up, but it's the cherry and the lemon lime, and it's really good. I mean, I feel like it would be nicer if it was like not like below freezing outside, but you know, whatever. I can't be a choosing beggar. Okay, so let's get the show on the road. I'm sitting at my desk. So the plan is, I don't know what the plan is. I guess I'll just lay back first and then, so I'm just taking my undies off. I'm just wearing like my t-shirt and my hoodie. It's a cute shirt as well. It's got like Rocket Raccoon on it. Alright, undies are off. So I guess the plan is, I'm just gonna lean back and then go for it. But if there's like a lot of resistance, I might try using my like body weight to like sit on it to help the process along, but we'll see. Okay, I'll lube it up. I love this lube so much. It's like the best. I went through like a bunch of different ones trying to find out which one I liked. I usually use the one, even though like I don't really do anal, but, well, I don't, like on myself, but usually I end up like choosing like anal ones just because they like last longer. And they're more like slippery and less watery, if that makes sense. So works way better like long term, and I'm not having to like reapply it all the time. But yeah, I really like the current one I'm using. It's called Liquid Silk, and it's absolutely poggers. So we'll see. Oh, did you hear my fucking, my hip just like clicked like an old woman. I'm not leaning back enough. Okay. And start putting it in now. Holy shit, I always forget how fucking big this is. It doesn't look that big outside, but inside it's like massive. I've like the head in, and my pussy's already like complaining at me, but it's okay, we'll push on through. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. It's like so full. Like, usually when I use it, I don't even have to like thrust it that much because it's like, I don't know, just by like being inside, it hits all the right places anyway because it's kind of like, I don't know, it's really big for me. It's kind of sore though, but that's okay. I'm a bit of a masochist, so I don't mind. I might even say it adds to the whole experience. No, there's no way the knot's going in. Not right now. I have to open myself up more, I guess. Let's talk really slow. I'm just like really slowly thrusting right now. I'm just like doing that while wait, I'll scoot a bit closer so I don't have to yell. I'm just really slowly thrusting it in and out. not including the knot, just up to the knot, because there's no way that's going in yet. While I'm like playing with my clothes, I do it. That already feels way better. Fuck. There's actually been like a few times where I've been really like relaxed, meaning I've like already come a bunch of times, so like my pussy's really like relaxed and not all like contracted up, and been like super wet, and the knot's actually gone in like by accident, and that was like an out of body experience. that was really a lot. But it was also like the best feeling. But I don't know if I'll be able to recreate it today, because I don't know if my pussy's going to cooperate properly, but we'll have to see. Oh my god. Why don't I do this more often? This is so fucking good. I can already feel it's getting like way easier. Oh. That's the nice thing about like bigger sizes, is that you don't have to move as sort of fast or roughly. Cause even just going super slow, I can just feel it just kind of hits all the spots automatically because it's so big. I don't know how it sticks me. I'm just gonna add more lube because I'm one of those people that likes a lot. Okay. I'll try and put some more on the knot so that, I don't know, if it wants to, it could slip in. If it wants to cooperate. I think I can go a bit faster now. Okay, let's try it. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, fuck. definitely feel it's like totally hitting my cervix every now and again. I know a lot of people say that like it's uncomfortable and that like, I don't know, guys who are like into it are like brainwashed by porn and stuff like that, and I know it's uncomfortable for a lot of people who like have cervixes, but for me, honestly, I really enjoy it, so I'm one of the weird ones, I guess. Oh my god, that's going really deep now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I wonder if I can manage it yet. Let's see. Oh my god, I can feel it so close, but it's... Fuck. It's kind of close, but not quite yet. I'll have to keep doing, like... Oh, fuck. I'll just keep it into the hilt and keep doing, like, short thrusts like that. See if my pussy will finally give in and let the knot in. No matter how long it takes, I will get the knot in. Because I promised I would. Also, because it's like the best feeling ever. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. My eyes are like rolling out my sockets right now. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I need more lube again already. It's not gonna give in easy today. No way. I'm also just giving myself a break because I don't want to be too sore after this. I mean, a little sore is fun, but not too, too sore. You know? In fact, I'll just pause for a minute and re-lube myself up, and then we can continue. And we're back. Okay. Oh. It always definitely feels the best when I do, like, I keep it sheathed inside and just do really small movements. Like, oh, fuck. Fuck. Even if it doesn't go in, just feeling it pushing against it is so hot, honestly. And just knowing that it might go in. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, I'm getting close now. Literally just from pushing the knot against me and touching my clit, I'm getting close. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh. God. God. So I saw this thing on like Twitter where some lady was saying, hey, to that random woman who told me to like breathe deeply when you come instead of like basically holding your breath or whatever, or clenching, thanks, like you're the best. So I just tried it and holy shit, that was that really works. I can like feel my ab muscles. That was like a lot. That was a lot. Quote unquote muscles. I barely have any muscles, but you know what I mean. But fuck. Oh, sorry. Just put it in and made a weird noise. Oh god. God. Oh. Now I'm gonna see if I can get the knot in. Again. Oh. Okay. I'm gonna try the second method of just sitting on it. We'll see if it works. It's so close to going in. It's really fucking frustrating. Come on. Work with me here. Holy shit. I just stood up and saw my chair and it's fucking soaked. Okay, I'm gonna have to... Well, not my chair, my pillow. But that's why I keep a pillow on my chair. Fuck. Oh, come on. This is insane. How did I ever manage this before? Whoa. Fuck. Oh, come on. Oh my god, it's so close. To going in. Fuck. 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 God. Oh, fuck. Sorry about the squeaky chair. Sorry about the squeaky chair. Will Molloob even help at this point? I don't know. But it's worth a try. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up until I get my way. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's fucking going in. If I like fuck it at this angle. It's like, oh my god. It's like going in and out. Fuck. Oh my god, that's so intense. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh, fuck, that hurts. Shit. Oh. I did it like several hundred times. I actually did it. Oh my god, that was crazy. Oh my god. It wasn't even all the way in, but I could feel it going like in and out and in and out and in and out, and it's so, I don't even know how to explain. It's actually, it's so intense that I can't even come from it. It just feels like my brain is short-circuiting. It's the best. I'm sure you could hear my brain was short-circuiting. Where are my tissues? Holy shit, I made a mess. I'm gonna have to fucking, oh my god. Aw, I've just made so much work for myself. Totally worth it though. Even when you're as lazy as I am, it's still worth. Oh my god. Yeah, I could literally, I don't even know how to explain the feeling of it going in and out, in and out. That was insane. Oh my god. Well, thanks for listening. That was, holy shit, 40 minutes? Okay. Damn. I can actually, like, I've stopped, but I swear I can, like, still feel that in my stomach. Like, in my actual stomach. That was insane. Jesus Christ. Okay. And I guess the moral of the story is that it's totally worth it to come through on your promises. Because, I don't know, if you promise to not yourself, then it's gonna be pretty fucking good. Also, a shout out to Zonk Punch. I was watching Zonk Punch animations while I was doing this. So, yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Okay? It's been real. I hope you enjoyed. See you next time. Bye!